Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue is back. After 2 years in the COVID garage, the nationally known motorcycle rally returns to Northwest Arkansas October 5th through 8th for its 21st edition. But things will be a little bit different this year. The home base will be in Rogers instead of Fayetteville as the rally spreads out across the region. We're going to talk about that today and what rallygoers and residents might expect on today's Know the News podcast. Hi, I'm Rusty Turner. I'm the editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm the host of the Know the News podcast. Our weekend editions this weekend will preview Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue to help everyone get ready for the rally. And joining me today on the podcast to talk about it is Garrett Moore. He's our intrepid Rogers reporter, and he'll have a story this weekend previewing the rally. And also with us is Tommy Sizemore. He's the executive director of the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue rally. And I appreciate you being here, Tommy. Thanks.
Yeah, Rusty, I appreciate you having me on.
All right. So it's been a couple of years since we've had a rally. So before we get started, Tommy, if you don't mind, give us just a little background on the rally, how long it's been around, and what the rally is, and just kind of remind folks what we're talking about.
So, yeah, Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue was started in the year 2000 by then Police Chief Richard Watson and some local Northwest Arkansas and Fayetteville businessmen. It was started as a nonprofit event to benefit the Area Council on Aging Meals on Wheels program. And since then, it's been able to grow and kind of branch out its giving, and it's able to fund usually between 35 and 45 Northwest Arkansas nonprofits through grants and other fundraising initiatives.
And it has grown to become one of the largest motorcycle rallies in the region and the country, has it not?
Yes, sir. Nationally, we rank between second and third. We'll go back and forth with Daytona Bike Week. Obviously, Sturgis being the granddaddy of them all, it kind of stays in that number one position.
Right, right. And and as you mentioned, it started in Fayetteville and grew and grew. And after taking 2 years off, you've kind of relocated the home base north to Rogers. Can you talk a little bit about that? Why the move?
Yes, sir. So we knew whenever the bond was passed for the cultural arts corridor that we needed to start looking for a new home and just figuring out what that might look like as far as space and, you know, who had the best connectivity and the largest spaces. And so Rogers really just kind of rose to the top of that conversation.
Yeah, and you're talking about the bond issue that was going to create the arts corridor in Fayetteville. It's going to cost you that big parking lot that you used for so many different things. So that was an impetus for the move, right?
Yes, sir. It was, you know, that real estate is such valuable real estate that we knew that sooner or later there was going to be an infill project on it. And when the bond passed for the cultural arts corridor, we knew that, you know, with the amount of construction that's going on even right now with the parking deck there at the Depot Bank, we knew that we would need to go ahead and not put any more stress on the existing infrastructure that was down there.
Yeah. So if I'm a rally goer and I'm gonna check out what's happening in Rogers, how's it gonna be different for me this time around?
So the great thing about it is the city of Rogers has built a really cool entertainment district in the downtown section there on the bricks, and so they've already built a stage and a stage house and a covered area, and so instead of you know, putting up a mobile stage in a parking lot, we have a little bit more permanent structures, and so it's going to be a little bit more user friendly in that regard. The downtown area in Rogers is pretty flat, so I think that's going to help with bike parking and being able to use more flat surface areas, and then just having the corridor there between what we've got going on at Rogers Convention Center, the Walmart Amp, downtown, Pig Trail Harley-Davidson in Eureka. It's all a very easy and straight shot.
Okay. And Garrett, I know you've been talking to some folks in Rogers about this. So what have they been telling you? Are they excited about the rally?
Yeah, I've talked to a few restaurant workers and business owners, especially downtown, and they're all pretty excited. They know they're going to get a lot of business, and I'd say most the words that come up are cautious and excited with just about everyone. They're excited, but they're also, wondering what parking's going to look like, a lot of the logistical stuff. And so I think everyone understands this is the first year of this thing, but they're generally, yeah, there's excitement about getting to showcase the new development in Rogers.
Yeah, I have noticed that there were several restaurants that have been, slowly working toward opening in Rogers, and they've all hurried up and gotten it done now, so they can be open next weekend. So.
That's true. I talked to a few, like OZ Smokehouse, will have a grand opening next week, actually. So that's, they're definitely excited.
Yeah. So, and Tommy, having been to Box Blues and Barbecue in Fayetteville, where there are all the vendors up and down Dixon Street, and sometimes the street was closed, you've got that promenade area on the Bricks and Rogers where you won't have to close the street and you can line up vendors all up and down there. Is that the way that's going to work?
Yeah, so we're actually not using anything on the street. We're going to keep it all open for parking. And so we're going to place vendors there at the Rail Yard Live stage and then kind of along Poplar Street. And then we have made arrangements on a private lot right there on 310 First Street. Rowdy Mott has allowed us use of a pretty fair size lot there. So most of our vendors, the official vendors, are going to be there at Poplar at the Rail Yard Live, and then at that vacant lot there on First Street, where we've moved a lot of the vendors and a lot of the sponsor activations out to the convention center.
Yeah. So, and tell me about the convention center. What's going to be happening out at the convention center on the west side in the AMP?
Yeah. So the convention center, you're going to have demo rides. If you want, if you're out shopping for a bike, or if you just want to go remember what it feels like to ride one, you can go out and ride a BMW or a Harley Davidson. We'll both be out there, demoing motorcycles, and then we'll have Choctaw Casino. We'll have a large activation with fire breathers. We'll have some stunt riders out there performing on Friday and Saturday. We'll have the car show Saturday morning over at the Pinnacle Hills Promenade, kind of over by JCPenney. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot going on out there.
Yeah. And of course, we've covered. Oh, let's talk about the Pigstrel Harley Davidson out on 102. I know they have always got a lot of things going on in association with this, so I assume that's going on again this year.
Absolutely, and they control and run their own thing, but it's always in conjunction with what we're doing, and so
yeah.
You'll see a lot of the same vendors out there. You'll see a lot of great motorcycle parts and accessories. And, a great opportunity to go buy a motorcycle.
Yeah. And then you also mentioned Eureka, Eureka Springs. What's happening out that direction?
Yeah, so we'll be set up at the satellite Pigtrail Harley-Davidson location. We'll have official merchandise out there along with some bands and a small beer garden activation there. The Cat House always has a big party along with a few other bars that are down there in Eureka Springs.
Okay. And I know you're going to have live music on the Frisco stage, downtown Rogers, and also at the AMP. Is that right?
There will be no live music at the AMP
this year.
Right. The Chicks will perform on the 4th, Tuesday before the rally starts. And then the rally will activate with the Walmart AMP in that north parking lot that they call the sponsor parking area.
Yeah.
And then the new renovated Choctaw Plaza will be open, and I think it'll be some of the best people watching and motorcycle watching will go on up there because it's got a pretty great unfettered view of the interstate.
Gotcha, I see. And then the live music then is going to be downtown Rogers then?
Yes, sir. It'll be downtown. We're going to have live bands Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night starting roughly at about 5 o'clock on Thursday, and we'll be shut down and done by 11 p.m. nightly. Saturday morning, we'll have the karaoke competition where anybody can come out and participate and get qualified and compete for some pretty decent cash prizes.
All right. And we talked about bikes, and we talked about the blues. How about the barbecue? Well, what can you tell us about Frisco Inferno?
Well, Frisco Inferno, Rick McLeod and that team with the Rotary just do a phenomenal job of running that event. We're blessed to be able to partner with them every year. You know, prior to Rick coming on board, our KCBS sanctioning and some other events that were going on were tough to try to get enough teams there to make it worth people's time to come out and participate in the People's Choice. But since we've started partnering with the Rotary and Rick, it's been a really good opportunity to get a lot more teams out for that People's Choice on Saturday.
Yeah. So, in full disclosure here, I'm in that Rotary Club, so I know how hard those guys work to put that on. So that's a
yes,
a big deal. So, and that's Saturday, the tasting Saturday morning, I believe, for the Frisco Inferno. Is that right?
It is,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know you were in that Rotary Club.
Yeah.
So I was complimentary without even knowing it.
There you go. Well, yeah. All right.
Love it when things come together.
That's right. So, Garrett, what do folks need to know about parking downtown? How's that going to work?
I think that's a question maybe Tommy would be better suited to answer.
I'm happy to let Tommy answer it too. So.
Yeah, so all the parking downtown is free. Like always, there's no paid parking. Mm-hmm. First come, first serve. The only section of roads that we have closed off are actually, it's going to be Poplar between First and Arkansas, which is closed. It's been closed. I don't know when it's going to open. Cherry from First to Arkansas, which has also been closed. And then we're going to have from First Street, First Street, from Cherry South to Pine, and the only business that is on that street is actually the back entrance to the Rogers Utilities Department. So we're not going to impact anybody there. We're going to have bike parking on that stretch of First Street. And other than that, we're just going to have some maps out, hopefully, first of the week, and just encourage our attendees to familiarize themselves with the free parking. And then there's a few lots around that are going to do some paid parking as well.
Okay. All right. And I'll mention this. I was looking at our coverage that's coming out this weekend. You know, you had mentioned in one of the stories, Black rally attendance has been flat or declining even prior to COVID, but you guys are still going strong and you're still the second or third largest in the country. What kind of attendance are you expecting for this weekend's rally, especially since it's been two years since we've had it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of we always hope to be flat or up a little, especially in a declining market. But we feel like what we're seeing as far as web traffic, social media interactions, we really feel like we're going to be on par with 2019. Talking to hotel, motel, restaurant operators, the ones that you can, and local in-state campgrounds, you check on them and they're all full. The ones you never really can get a true gauge on are your VRBOs and your Airbnbs and those sort of things. There's really not a metric to measure those, but I feel like all early indications are that we should be on par, maybe a little bit down from 2019.
Okay. All right. Well, the big star is doesn't change, and that's the great roads and highways in Northwest Arkansas that are so attractive to motorcycle riders. So you still got that going for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we in Northwest Arkansas, we have still to this day probably five or six rides that are ranked in every top 100 ride that's in any magazine that comes out. And the thing about Northwest Arkansas that really sets us apart even from some of the other ones that are bigger than us or close to is just that southern hospitality that people get whenever they come to Northwest Arkansas. And just everybody compliments about how wonderfully nice all the vendors, sponsors, restaurant, hotel owners are. you know, just rolling out the red carpet and letting them know that we appreciate their tourism dollars, especially as we see gas continue to creep up and all those things. They can choose to go anywhere, and the fact they come to Northwest Arkansas says a lot about our area.
All right. Garrett, anything you want to add before we wrap this up?
No.
All right. Well, good. Well, Tommy, thank you
Go
ahead. Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah, I've got one more thing I want to talk about. Yeah. So back in 2017, a small filmmaker, Raylan Municki, made a kind of a documentary about Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue and the motorcycle rally. And it didn't go anywhere. And she wasn't able to get funding and some other things. Well, during COVID, she actually started winning some awards for this film. And so we're going to have two screenings of it on Saturday.
Oh.
And at the Arkansas Public Theater in downtown Rogers. And so we will have all those details out on the website and on our social media.
All right. Well, that sounds great. That sounds like a great attraction. So so that's it. Tell me.
I'm excited about it. It gets to add the arts part to, you know, we've been trying to inject art, whether it was Brandon Bullitt coming down and doing live painting or whatever. But, you know, it's so much of what Northwest Arkansas is. We love nature. We love the arts. And so it's just one more way that we can showcase our local talents.
Wow. So, and tell me your name again. What's the filmmaker's name?
Raylan Municki.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look for that as well. Well, that Tommy, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I know you're busy trying to get ready for next weekend. So thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Yeah, I absolutely appreciate y'all, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Be sure to check out Garrett's story in Sunday's Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and also Becca Martin's preview of music going on at Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue in this weekend's What's Up Entertainment section. We've got lots of other great content coming your way, and if you're a subscriber, you'll have access to that and much, much more at our website at nwaonline.com and on our Replica app you can get on smartphone and tablet. So let me tell you about some of those other stories we've got coming your way. It seems like a portion of Emma Avenue in downtown Springdale has been closed on and off for the last 5 or 10 years. We're going to talk to some merchants there and see what they think about it. Lorinda Jinks will have that story for you. Stacy Ryburn will have a story about a long-awaited SLS community, which is a live, work, and play place for people who are on the autism spectrum. It's not receiving any city money, but it recently got a $3 million earmark in federal funding, thanks to Congressman Steve Womack. Downtown Bentonville Incorporated will celebrate 20 years on Friday. Check out Mike Jones' story about that. Dave Perozik will introduce us to Cameron Thomas. He's a special ed teacher in the Springdale School District and is running in a 100-mile race this weekend in the Ouachita National Forest. Fort Smith City directors will talk about the ongoing consent decree from the federal government, which requires it to fix its water and sewer problems. There's been a recent decision from the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals that will affect what the city does. Monica Brick will tell us the details. And we'll have a preview of the Fort Smith Fall Festival on October 8th. Don't forget to check out our coverage this weekend of the big Razorback football game against Alabama. That'll all be at wholehogsports.com. We're grateful to all of our subscribers for supporting local journalism. They've got access to all of that great content and more. And if you're not a subscriber, please sign up. All you have to do is click on the subscribe button at our website, nwaonline.com, or you can call us at 479-684-5509. Again, that number is 479-684-5509. We'll be back next Friday with another edition of the Know the News podcast. And until then, I'm Rusty Turner saying so long.